Sunny outside and hot, currently 95. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Enrollment dates have been set by the Oak City School District. Incoming high school students will be available to enroll starting Tuesday at the high school campus. Seniors will enroll on Tuesday, juniors and sophomores on Wednesday, freshmen on Thursday, and new students to the Oak City School District will have the opportunity to enroll on Friday. School officials ask the new students to bring proof of residency, a birth certificate, and a transcript if available. Also, enrollment for new Oak City Elementary, which is pre-K through third grade students, will be on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to noon. School officials request to bring a copy of the student's birth certificate, shot record, and a proof of residency. Enrollment will be in the front office of the elementary. The online enrollment portal for current students will open on Monday. Dr. Reagan Chain, associate professor at Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford, has been named a regional recipient of the 2021 Accreditation Council for Business Schools and Programs Teaching Excellence Award. The award recognizes individuals each year who exemplify teaching excellence in the classroom. Chain was honored along with other regional recipients at a recent conference held in Miami, Florida. She received a crystal medallion and $500 check. ACBSP is the only specialized body for business schools that presents an award recognizing excellence in teaching, open to application by the entire membership. Pep Boys Automotive announced the recipients of its annual Find Your Drive $100,000 scholarship program, and a Shamrock, Texas woman was one of the 15 who was awarded. Hannah Armstrong, who is currently studying at the Universal Technical Institute in Irving, Texas, is one of 10 who received $5,000 scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year. Five other students across the nation received $10,000 scholarships each. The company increased its investment during the 100th year in business to $100,000 to celebrate its centennial and continue its emphasis on the critical Race to 2026 initiative, a program designed to recruit and support the talented technicians in the automotive industry and close America's skills gap. The 2021 scholarship winners will have a special opportunity to participate and be recognized during the Pep Boys Road Trip, a custom Pep Boys branded bus that is traveling across the country and visiting the communities the company serves. In state news, the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission reported today the number of initial unemployment claims and the less volatile moving four-week average of initial claims are both down throughout the state. The number of initial weekly claims fell by about 50%, and the moving average dropped from just over 8,200 to just over 7,000, according to the OESC. The state's largest unemployment of 3.7% back in June was down from a high of 14.7% of April of 2020. That was during a shutdown amid the coronavirus outbreak. Recapping our top story, enrollment beginning for one local school district. Once again, sunny skies, 95 outside. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.